we really have been through a lot. Because, like, not only did we try long distance, but while we were long distance, we experimented with an open relationship. That's when you're allowed to be with other people. Very difficult to navigate. Those are all built on trust, honesty, communication. So, of course, we had to go over each other's lists. You know, like, I have a list of women that I would like to sleep with if I one day become super famous. And she has a list of men that she will sleep with if I ever sleep with anybody else. And it was just messed up, because, like, my list is based entirely out of lust, and hers is based entirely out of spite. Like, I want to have sex with Rihanna because she's beautiful, and if I do that, my fiancé wants to have sex with John Elway because he was my childhood hero. He's like, that's some next level shit. I ruin our future. You're going to fuck up my past? I'm playing checkers. She's playing chess. I don't want to play this game anymore. Eventually, though, her strategy will backfire because my other childhood hero was Magic Johnson, so. No, the open relationship was my idea, and she begrudgingly went along with it. But then as soon as we did it, like, my male ego kicked in. I was like, oh, this is awesome. I can fuck whoever I want. And then quickly realized that women can fuck whoever they want. Men can fuck whoever wants to fuck them. And there is a huge valley of difference between those two realities that I had to come to terms with. Because she could go out and get a much higher quality individual. So I had to fight her quality with quantity. And we were like in this weird game of trying to remind each other how much we love each other by making each other jealous. So she was like out there trying to sleep with the best guy she could find while I was out there trying to sleep with as many women as I could because we loved each other so much, you know? The whole thing was an important exercise in confronting jealousy, though. Because, like, everyone vilifies jealousy as a human emotion across the board. People are always like, oh, you should never be jealous. That's such an unattractive trait. You should never be jealous. But the thing is, jealousy is useful information. It's a good emotion to experience. Because if something makes you jealous, that means it's important to you. And that's good to know. You just need to learn the difference between valid jealousy and invalid jealousy. Like, when we were open, my fiance and I both slept with other people. When I found out she slept with someone else, I was jealous. That's valid jealousy. Something else about me, I have a very hairy neck. It's something I'm self-conscious about. If I don't go to the barber once a week, it gets out of control. One time I was walking through New York City, and I saw a homeless man bending over to vomit. And as I saw this homeless man bending over to vomit, I noticed he had a very smooth neck. And I felt the same ping of jealousy over this homeless vomiting man's smooth neck as I did when I found out my fiance fucked someone else. And I was like, maybe that's something we need to explore further.